I join in welcoming you, so glad that you are here, and encouraging you to take out your Bibles and study along with us. This morning, we're asking a simple question. Why study the Old Testament? Is there a need to study the Old Testament? Is it important? Should we study it? If so, why? Why study the Old Testament? We'll begin by pointing out that the Old Testament has been done away. In the book of Hebrews, in chapter 8, begin in verse 6, the Bible says, "But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator," talking about Christ, our high priest, who is set on the throne of the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, verse 1. "He is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises." A better covenant implies a lesser covenant. There are two covenants. The latter is a better covenant. Why? Because the first one had fault. It wasn't faultless, verse 7. "For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with the fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, write them in their hearts. I will be to them a God, they shall be to me a people. They shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Verse 13, "In that he saith, A new covenant he hath made the first old." A new covenant he hath made the first old. "Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away." Chapter 9 and verse 15, "For this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance." The New Testament. Chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. "Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the which will, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. When the Lord came, he took away the first and established the second." The first has been done away. Since it's been done away, is there a need to study it? Should we study the Old Testament? We're currently engaged in a study on Wednesday nights through the Old Testament, an overview of each book. We're studying the Old Testament. Is that important? Why study the Old Testament? Let's answer that question now. Beginning with this, we ought to study the Old Testament because it is the inspired Word of God. It's inspired of God. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. All Scripture, every bit of it, all of it, all Scripture. Not just the New Testament, the Old Testament. All Scripture given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Why study the Old Testament? Because it's profitable. Profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, unto all good works. Thus saith the Lord. Thus the Lord saith. Saith the Lord. Thus saith God. God hath spoken. Different phrases that emphasize God is doing the speaking is found hundreds to thousands of times in the Old Testament. The phrase, "thus saith the Lord" alone, occurs 415 times in the Old Testament. That's just one of the phrases. It's inspired of God. It's the Word of God. Thus it's written in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scriptures of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Why study the Old Testament? Because it is inspired of God. Secondly, why study the Old Testament? Because the Holy Scriptures are able to make us wise unto salvation. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. Paul, writing Timothy, tells him that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. A reference to the Old Testament Scriptures. What about them? "Are able to make thee wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus." A good reason to study the Old Testament. Why study the Old Testament? to understand the New Testament. The Old Testament is the background for the New Testament. The Old was a type of the New. In Hebrews chapter 8, verses 4 and 5, talking about the priests, the law, the tabernacle. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. They serve as an example and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Chapter 10 and in verse 1, the law was a shadow of good things to come. Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, all under the old law, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. There are many types and shadows of the Old Testament that helps us understand the New Testament. Oftentimes, in the Old Testament, gives reference and points to the New Testament. And oftentimes in the New Testament, it looks back and quotes the Old Testament, just in the 12 books of history, Joshua through Esther alone. There are over 450 quotations or allusions in the New Testament. The New Testament cannot be fully understood without the Old Testament. We learned that when we studied the book of Revelation. Another example, when you look to the book of Hebrews, you need to have an understanding, a knowledge of the Mosaic system, the Old Covenant, the Old Testament. Otherwise, it'll be a challenge to us. Hebrews directly quotes the Old Testament about 35 times. It deals with the Old Law, the priesthood under the Old Law, the tabernacle, animal sacrifices, more that's dealt with under the Old Covenant, the Old Law, without studying those things. We're not fully going to understand the book of Hebrews. The Lord, the apostles, others often quote the Old Testament in the New Testament. Hundreds of Old Testament quotes in the New Testament. Like in the book of Matthew chapter 4, remember the Lord said three times, it is written, it is written, it is written. Three times quoted from the book of Deuteronomy. You see how often the Old Testament is quoted in the New Testament, just by studying the words, it is written, many times over, like in the book of John, chapter 6, and in verse 31, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat, a reference to the Old Testament. In verse 45, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God, reference to the Old Testament. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, and in verse 20, just a taste, many examples, references to the Old Testament. Acts 1:20, it is written in the book of Psalms, quotation from the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. And many others could be referenced, like in the book of Romans, it is written, occurs 16 times. Thus, it is essential that we study the Old Testament to help us better understand the New Testament. Why study the Old Testament? Because the Old Testament testifies of the Lord. That's what he said in the book of John, chapter 5, and in verse 39. Search the Scriptures. Why search the Scriptures? Do we need to study the Old Testament? The Lord says we do. Search the Scriptures. Why? For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Search the Scriptures. Why? They testify of the Lord. Verse 46, for had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? The Old Testament points toward Christ. There are many prophecies concerning Christ. It serves as a witness of Christ. In the book of Luke, chapter 24, beginning in verses 25 to 27, the Lord said unto them, O fools. Why does he call them fools? because they're slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. The Lord says a fool is a person who is slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Do you believe all that the prophets have spoken? Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? In verse 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Verses 46 and 47. The Lord said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. In verse 44, he says, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. And we've seen this to be the case in our study through the Bible, bringing to our attention references to Christ, prophecies, promises concerning Christ. Just one I'll bring to your remembrance, Deuteronomy 18, 15, 18 to 19, the promise that a prophet would be raised like unto Moses, applied to Jesus Christ in the book of Acts chapter 3 in Peter's sermon. Thus we can begin at any point in the Old Testament and preach Jesus as Christ is the theme of the whole Bible, including the Old Testament. And studying the Old Testament is essential. It strengthens our faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Bringing us right to our next point. Why study the Bible? Because preaching Jesus includes and requires the Old Testament. You can't fully preach Jesus Christ without the Old Testament. They testify of him, as we've just learned. The Lord came to fulfill the law and the prophets. Matthew 5, 17 to 18. Excellent example in the book of Acts in chapter 8. The Ethiopian eunuch was returning from Jerusalem. He had gone there to worship. He was reading the prophet Isaiah, reading from Isaiah chapter 53. Philip ran thither to him, heard him reading the prophet Isaiah, said, understandest thou what thou readest? He said, how can I, except some man should guide me. And the eunuch desired him to come, asked him, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or some other man? And verse 35 of Acts chapter 8, then Philip opened his mouth, began at the same scripture, Isaiah chapter 53, this is in the Old Testament, and preached unto him Jesus. You can begin at any point in the Old Testament and preach Jesus Christ. Why study the Old Testament? Because preaching Jesus requires it. Why study the Old Testament? Because the Lord emphasized reading and knowing the Old Testament scriptures. Remember Matthew chapter 19, beginning in verse 1. In verse 3, the Pharisees have come tempting him, as they often did. They questioned him, tempted him. Is it lawful for man to put away his wife for every cause? And in verse 4, notice his answer. He answered and said unto them, have ye not read? Have ye not read? That he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain but one flesh, but therefore God hath joined together. Let no man put asunder. He refers them to the beginning, the book of Genesis, the Old Testament. Have ye not read? In Matthew 22, verse 29, he told the Sadducees when they, concerning the resurrection, asked him, whose wife shall she be in the resurrection? Verse 29, you do err, he said. You do err. Why? Not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. The Lord emphasized reading and knowing the Old Testament scriptures. That's why we study the Old Testament. Why study the Old Testament? Because the Old Testament is our only source of knowledge for important topics like the creation, where we came from, the beginning of life as we know it, early history of mankind, God's dealings with man early on. We wouldn't know about those things if it weren't for the Old Testament. Matthew 19, verse 4, remember we just read, the Lord answered them and said, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? Without the Old Testament, we won't know anything about at the beginning. We won't know about the creation. We won't know that God made them male and female. We wouldn't know about marriage being a divine institution of God and that it's regulated by God, that he made them male and female. Leave father and mother, cleave to his wife. They should be one flesh. They are no more twain but one flesh. What God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. We wouldn't know that God's law for marriage is one man for one woman for life. That when a man and woman become married, God joins them together. Let not man put asunder. That's why we study the Old Testament. We study the Old Testament because it is written for admonition and for our example. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning in verse 5, concerning the people of Israel. With many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. And verse 6 says, now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 3,000 and 20,000, 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Verse 11. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Why study the Old Testament? Serves as admonition, admonishes us, warns us, instructs us, and for our examples. The people of Israel serve as examples for us today. Neither be idolaters, as were some of them. You have to go back to the Old Testament, study the Old Testament to learn how it was they became idolaters, what they did to make them idolaters, what that meant, what that involved. And then neither be ye. That's the application to us today under the New Testament. The Old Testament benefits us. Neither be ye. Neither let us commit fornication. What does that mean? Go back to the Old Testament, study when they committed fornication and how that went. 23,000 died. Neither let us tempt Christ. What does that mean? Go back to the Old Testament. Study the Old Testament. Learn what it meant to tempt Christ, what they did that tempted Christ, what all that involved. And then neither let us today under the New Testament. Those examples under the Old Testament apply to us. Neither let us. Neither murmur ye. It's through studying the Old Testament that we receive admonition, that we read of examples, God's dealings with man. It serves as examples of what not to do as well as what to do. There are good examples as well. Then finally, why study the Old Testament? Because it is written for our learning. The book of Romans, chapter 15. And then verse 4. Paul penned, for whatsoever things were written before time were written for our learning. For our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. It produces patience and comfort and hope. Good reasons to study the Old Testament. Written for our learning. And we're realizing just how much learning there is involved in studying the Old Testament. Our studies on Wednesday night, we've recognize that we learn about creation, learn about the beginning. We learn about God. We learn about His dealings with man, His character, His goodness, and His severity. Romans 11, 22. Many examples given, many examples and insights that we learn from the Old Testament that help us understand the goodness and the severity of God. The Old Testament teaches, gives insight and examples of the foolishness of God that's wiser than men. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 25. We better understand that through the studying of the Old Testament. This is an important point. That through the Old Testament, we learn of examples, we give and get greater insight into many New Testament principles. The Old Testament lists examples and gives greater insight into many New Testament principles. Through the Old Testament, we can better understand and better conform to New Testament principles. For example, the New Testament puts in place and enforces the principle of modesty that we are to submit to and obey. And it's through the Old Testament that we can look at examples and get a better understanding of God's view towards nakedness, God's view towards modesty, how He feels about it, what his definition of nakedness is and modesty is. And through that learning from the Old Testament, it helps us better understand what modesty is in God's sight and better conform to that principle. In the New Testament, reverence, fear for God, giving our best are principles that are enforced, we must submit to. And it's through the Old Testament, studying it, that we have examples and insight given that helps us understand what reverence for God is, what fear for God is, what giving our best means. When people had reverence for God, when people feared God, when people gave of their best, what did they do? What did that look like? What did that involve? And when we study that in the Old Testament, we have a better understanding of what that principle requires of us under the New Testament today. It applies to us. One reason there are many people who lack fear for God and aren't complying to certain New Testament principles like they should is because they aren't studying the Old Testament. Much learning to come from it that helps us in our obedience to the New Testament. Studying the Old Testament is important. Why study the Old Testament? Some would have you believe no need to study it. Not important. It is. And there's 9 reasons why. Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. The promise is made. A prophet would be raised up. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him ye shall hearken. Verse 18, I'll raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee. I'll put my words in his mouth. He shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Then Acts chapter 3, applied to Christ, talking about Jesus Christ, verse 20, he shall send Jesus Christ, which before is preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things. Notice these words, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Highlight, God hath spoken. What has God spoken? Verse 22, Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Won't you hear Jesus Christ? Hearken to him. Listen to him. Believe him. He said, if you believe not that I am he, shall die in your sins. John 8:24. Obey him. He's the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Hebrews 5, verse 9. And he has said, repent. Luke 13, 3 and 5. Or perish. It's commanded of all men. Acts 17, verse 30. Confess your faith in Christ. Acts 8, 37. Be baptized into Christ. And then be faithful. Revelation 2, 10. If you've done this, you're a Christian, but your sin in your life, your heart's not right in the sight of God. Make that right before it's too late. Repent of your sin. Pray to God for forgiveness. And confess your sin at this time. As together we stand and sing, Lord, I'm coming home.